That the time has moved on to 6 o'clock exactly on this, the 9th of May, Friday morning. Isi Tsonga, we say Avuceni. In Tsivenda, we say Macheloni, Avudi. Seswati, Saubona. Sesutu, Dumelang. Sepedi, Tubela. In isiZulu, we say Saubona. Xhosa, we say Molweni. Ndebele, we say Lochani. In English, we say good morning. And in Afrikaans, Goeiemôre. Greeting you in the name above all names, the only name that God has given to mankind by which He wants us to be saved, the name of Jesus. It is Jesus Himself that said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. And so wherever you are this morning, it is not by accident you exactly where you're supposed to be. You're listening exactly to what you're supposed to be listening to. And you have an appointment with the Lord before this day starts. So do not worry and sit back and join me as we search the scriptures, one verse at a time, and keep our eyes focused on our eternal destination. It was many years ago, many, many years ago, that I came out of a club one night very late in Cape Town. And as I was on my way to my car, slightly inebriated, a man came to me out of the dark, took me by the arm and said to me, "Son, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? What if you die tonight? Where will your soul be? Where will your spirit man be?" And I remember to this day, I remember very clearly this man that came out of the dark. I can't remember his face. I can't remember what he wore, but I remember very clearly the question that he asked me. "Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?" Now, growing up in a household where my parents taught me about the Lord Jesus Christ, from a very young age, I was fairly religious. That was until I left home and had gone to the big cities. Religious in that faithfully attended church on a Sunday. Come from a very small town. You have no option. Your mom and dad says you be there and you obey. There's a price to be paid if you don't obey. And here I am in this huge city, living a very, very worldly life. And God in His mercy that night sent a man to me asking me a straightforward question. "If you die tonight, where will you spend all eternity?" Position, position, position. Where will you spend all eternity? Sadly so, I remember what I answered him back, and I'm too ashamed to repeat that on air, but that question has never left me. I can truly testify that at the age of 26, 1989, 10 to 11 that night, the Lord Jesus Christ became my Lord, my Master, my God, my Savior, my Redeemer. But it has brought me to this place right here, right now, exactly here on this Friday morning, the 9th of May, where there's only one question that remains. And that is, when last have you and I led a lost soul to the Lord Jesus Christ? I've mentioned this person's name plenty of times on Radio Pulpit. The name Dawn Piper, the person that the Lord sent into my life to disciple me and lead me to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm eternally grateful to this individual and eternally grateful to the Lord God Almighty for not forgetting me, for leading me to that road everlasting, eternal life, so that I can freely testify Jesus is God. And I'm thankful to Dawn. But I also remember that man that night coming out of that club after 12. And I said something to the extent of, you're supposed to be in bed sleeping. What are you doing here in the dark alleys and byways? I want to take you to a beautiful scripture in Matthew 28, 19, 20. It contains what has come to be called the Great Commission. It says the following. It says, therefore go. It's not a suggestion, it's an instruction. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Disciples, all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. You know the scripture. You have heard it many a time in your life, no doubt. The question on the table for discussion this morning, when last have you led another soul to the Lord Jesus Christ? I have recently had the opportunity to visit a family member in the Middle East. And I have seen multitudes not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Simply because they are born into certain religions. And the world would like you to believe that as long as you believe in God, as long as you believe in God, but the moment I tell you that Jesus is God, it changed the picture altogether. And that would offend a lot of people. And so Jesus gave this command to his apostles shortly before he ascended into heaven. And it essentially outlines what Jesus expected the apostles and those who followed them to do in his absence. The Great Commission. When you study the Word of God, and there are people who are well versed in Greek and Latin and the Old Testament, Aramaic. But did you know that in the original Greek, the only direct command in Matthew 28, 19 is to make disciples? To go, and it's an instruction to make disciples while we are going throughout this world. The instruction to go and baptize and teach are indirect. How are we going to make disciples? How are we to do that? By baptizing them and teaching them all that Jesus has commanded us. A primary command. Go, baptize, teach. To fulfill the commandment to make disciples. Are we obeying to that? Are we doing that? I know ever since that night that the Lord has saved my soul. And so many a time, people would phone Radio Pulpit and say, I want to speak to Dominee Wynand or Pastor Wynand. No, I don't have a title. I'm a nobody. I do not have a fancy title. I'm not an ordained pastor, but I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ with this burning desire in my heart to see all nations saved. Men and women, good people who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, to turn to the Lord. It starts in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, to the ends of the earth. Jerusalem being your own household. Is the woman you're sleeping next to, your wife, does she follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Not because she tells you she's a Christian, but because you can see the fruit in her life. Does the man that you sleep next to, is he a follower, a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? Not because he says, I'm a Christian, but because you can see the fruit of God's word, the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ in us. You can see that in him. You see, that's Jerusalem. At home. What about your children, your sons, your daughters? What about those who work for us? Who are unemployed? Your garden engineer, your house manager. Do they see the Lord Jesus Christ in your dealings with them? You see, a disciple of Christ imitates Jesus' example, clings to his sacrifice, believes in his resurrection, possesses the Holy Spirit, and lives to do the work that Jesus did. It's a great commandment to go out and make disciples, to teach, to train people to follow and obey Christ. And no doubt you have heard about Matthew 28, 19 to 20, the Great Commission. Many understand Acts 1, 18 as part of the Great Commission. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witness. A witness in Jerusalem. A witness in Judea. A witness in Samaria. To the ends of the earth. Can people see the fruit of Christ's redemption? A growing in holiness, a daily growing in holiness to be like Jesus. Can people see that in your life? You see, the Great Commission is enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not something that we do. It's not works. It's love that drives us. We are to be Christ witnesses, fulfilling the Great Commission in our cities, in our states, in our country, in our provinces, wherever you are. And everywhere else that God sends us, to the ends of the earth. I had the wonderful privilege of meeting some Christians whilst in the Middle East. Men and women who love the Lord passionately. Later vanoggend in Brandpunt gaan ons kyk na hoe ons as Christene verander gelowe. Het ons die reg om hulle te lei na Jesus Christus toe? Hoe doen ons dit? Hoe doen ons dit op 'n manier sodat ander mense na ons kyk en sê, ek wil graag hê wat jy het? Do we still do that? Do we care about not only our own household, Jerusalem, but do we care about our neighbor? The people living next to us. I know for 26 years of my life, many a time I had gone to church as unsaved as a brick. Yet nobody would care to ask me, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you been saved? If you die tonight, where will you spend eternity? Until the Lord had sent a Dawn Piper into my life. To the ends of the earth. Are you willing to go when the Lord sends you? Are you willing to say, here I am on this Friday, the 9th of May, Lord, ready for the Great Commission this day? Ready to obey the gospel to reach to the ends of the earth. And I want to tell you, I have seen multitudes, less than 2 weeks ago, who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to act as ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we plead on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says that. Therefore, we are ambassadors, representatives. I don't want to say too much about that. We know how being an ambassador can go wrong if you represent your country. We have seen it in South Africa. We are heavenly ambassadors, and since God is making his appeal through us, we plead on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Unashamedly so. Like that man in the middle of the night that came out of the alley, took me gently by the arm and said, "Son, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ?" When last have you even asked those words to somebody? My brother, my sister, we have received a very precious gift. The faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people. Jesus' words in the Great Commission. It reveals the heart of God who desires, listen, this is God's desire, all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. All people. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation. Are you a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ? 1 Timothy 2:4 says, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth? 1 Timothy 2:4. If we are truly to be ambassadors for this God, the sun is about to rise. And we have the Great Commission in our lap. We are compelled to share the good news until everybody has heard. Like the servants in Jesus' parable, we are to be about the business of the kingdom, making disciples of all nations. There's a scripture in Luke 19:13. He called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Luke 19:13, occupy till I come. When last have you led somebody else, a lost soul, to the Lord Jesus Christ? When last? And so, sometimes people would say, but I'm not sure how to do that. Let's start with this question. Are you saved yourself? Do you have a testimony? Can you stand up and say, this is how the Lord Jesus Christ saved me? Do you have a testimony? Can you testify what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross of Calvary, that you are reborn, blood-bought covenant child of the Most High God? It starts in your DNA. It starts in your heart. I'm not talking religion here. And if you can answer yes, why not yes? Then I want to ask you, what about the Great Commission? When last? The Lord had sent somebody to speak into your life. When last have you spoken into somebody else's life? With love. With love. I believe that guy that night that came out of that alleyway, with love. Otherwise, why else? Why else? But I still remember it to this very day. God's chance. He is the God of the second chance. And so I want to put a tool in your hand if you're afraid to share the gospel. If you're afraid to share your testimony, I want to put a tool in your hand that you can use to go out into the marketplace. When you put in petrol at the petrol station this morning, ask the guy who puts in your petrol, did you know there are only two people working here at this garage? Only two people, two types of people. Those who have already accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and those who are about to do it. Which one are you? Which one are you? You see, dis 'n nie diskriminerende manier om te vra, waar staan jy in die lewe? Yes, you can do it like that guy that night and says, if you die today, where will you spend all eternity? It's a fair question that demands an answer. Maar baie keer is mense bang, ons wil nie affronteer nie. Don't want to offend. And so if you use this tool, there are only two types of people working in your company. Those who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and those who are about to do it. Which one are you? Do you hear it? Can you hear the tool? Daar's net twee tipe mense in hierdie saamry klub. Daar's net twee tipe mense in hierdie kar vanoggend. Hulle wat reeds die Here Jesus Christus aangeneem het as saligmaker en verlosser en hulle wat dit nog gaan doen. I want to pray with you that God through His Holy Spirit, the promise in Acts 1:8, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes over you. And you will be my witness at work, at home, in your car, in your neighborhood, in your province, in your country, to the ends of the earth. That God through His Holy Spirit would fire us up this morning. Want die tyd is min. Die tyd is min. And you might think it's only other people that die. But there comes a moment in time where it's appointed for you and I to stand before the living God. What will you say to Him? If He asks you, why should I let you into heaven? What would you say to Him? And so I want to take away the music in the background, not to manipulate the atmosphere, and just pray with you. Father God, we honor You, we love You, and we come to You, Messiah Yeshua, in the early hours of this morning. Confess with our lips that You are Lord God Almighty, and we cast ourselves at Your feet. We acknowledge You as the one and only true God above all other gods, exalted above the earth. Jesus, we proclaim with our lips that You are God. Holy Spirit, we proclaim with our lips that You are God. Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Distinctly different and yet one. Thank You for Calvary. Thank You for saving us, Lord. Dankie dat U moeite doen met die mensdom elke dag, dat U moeite doen met my siel. That Your word cuts into bone and marrow, into our DNA. And as You instruct us this morning through the Great Commission to go and make disciples, baptize and teach them to obey what You have taught us in Your word, I can only ask, Lord, instill in us a new desire. Touch us this morning, Lord. Holy Spirit, fire. To go out there and say, this is what the Lord has done for me. He's no acceptor of the person, and He wants to do it for you. And then live according to the fruit, Christ in us, Galatians 2:20, it is no longer I who live. I have been crucified with Christ. It is now Christ who lives in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.